Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Samach Zayin, and we'll talk about two ideas related to refuah. The first, the Gemara here mentions a couple of cases where psukim are quoted to get rid of some type of ailment. Yom HaKama, the Gemara says on the fifth line, a certain type of ailment, say the pasuk by the sneh, Vayira Malach Hashem Elav, L'machar Lichrok Beipurta, V'leima V'yomar Hashem Asur Moshe Asur Nova Era, the third day you say this, all these psukim that are used in the refuah process, and this seems to go against the Gemara in Shavuos, Amda Tez Vav Mebez, where the Gemara says in Shavuos, Ein Misrapim B'Divrei Torah. Not allowed to use Divrei Torah to have a refuah from. So how does that work here? Asur Lisrapos B'Divrei Torah. Torah is to be learned. Torah is to be enjoyed. It's not meant to be a use for magic. Yes, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that Torah is Sam HaChayim, is the secret of life. That's true, but that's more than an Hashkafic says. When it's not allowed to use Divrei Torah for actual refuah. So how exactly in this Gemara does the Gemara quote that a couple of incantations of psukim, you know, that could be used for refuah? So Tosfos there in Shavuos on Daf Tesvav Amid Beis, V'hada Amar B'Mesechah Shabbos Li Shasa Bas Yoma, for a certain type of fever, Le'mahach Avir Malach Hashem Elav, Sakanta Shaini, when it's Pikuach Nefesh, you use anything. You could be Mechal Shabbos, you could use refuah based on Sukkim. If it works, it works. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch in Kufayin Tes, in Yaradeya, in Hilchos Ma'onein U'Mechashev. The Shulchan Aruch says, Haloche shal amaka, if somebody says some type of incantation on a maka or alachola, verokeg biacha kori pasuk min haTorah, ein lo chelach olam haba. Very strong lashon that is used here in the Gemara, based on the Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin about loche shal amaka. V'meina rokeg yisur mi'ika v'mi'ishbo sakara sefashos hakol muter. If it's pikuach nefesh, sakara sefashos, everything's mutter, because to save a life, any way that we can save a life is going to be allowed. That's one idea said by the Tosfos, and the Tos HaRosh there also says it in Maseches Shavuos. If you look in the Meiri and the Ritva there too, they say, well, that Gemara, the continuation of that Gemara also says, lahogein shiny, preventative. We know even on a Durabana level that the Isra of Gezerah of Shechikas HaMamanim doesn't apply when it's preventative, but also the Gemara there has the idea of preventative and lahagain shiny. And that's what the Ritva and the Meiri say there as well. The Ritva, let me read it from the Ritva. The Ritva there in Maseches Shavuos says, quotes Tosfos, Mash Amar Asilus Rapos, Dafka Shlobo Bakam Sakana, Bakam Sakana Mutter, Kosa Sharma Peraka Yisha Yosa, Vechain Mashinoagin Likro, Pasik Lioledes, Venera Shain Sarach Lakach, Shekol Elu Lahagain Haim. All of these are protection. Protection, not that one is sick already, but it's for protection. If that's the case, then what do you mean? What about our cases? Sounds like people are already sick with this fever. It must be that the Ritva, the Meiri, interpret our Gemara by using these psukim is when somebody maybe has a tendency to get these illnesses, then one should save them before he gets them. That's the lahagin shiny, what one might say is their pshat of our Gemara. The Meiri here has a different idea. The Meiri here says that the psukim aren't supposed to be used exclusively. That would be the problem, says the Meiri. Komini alachashim b'hashbos. Here, ubesug yisu, he quotes, Asalos Rabbos b'divrei Torah, Efshar, shalom nomar ela kishe'ikr refuaso min haTorah. If you're really relying on these psukim, and that's what you're basing your refuah on, that's going to be the problem. Avokan humona harbi dvarim bezulas, haskaras osama mikros. You have to go through the other refuahs. You have to do everything you're supposed to do in terms of actual refuah. These are extra. I mean, after all, don't we say Tehillim? We go to a doctor during an operation. What are we doing? We're saying Tehillim. So what's going on there? How are we lochei shalamaka, right? Or we're using psukim. We're being misrabin b'divrei Torah. Says the Meiri, no. The difference is, if I'm doing refuas and aguf, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm doing the ishtavus, and then I'm adding on the psukim, so then that would be okay. And that relates to the issue of going to doctors in general, famous Ramban, in Parshas Bichul Kosai, which has a line which seems to, could be interpreted as maybe one shouldn't go to a doctor. But if one reads the Ramban very closely, Ruba de Ruba of the Achronim assume that the Ramban is not saying that. The Ramban is saying at a time of Nevuah and divine revelation where it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending the Makkah for a reason, so then maybe not to go to a doctor. But Bisman Hester Panim, like today, of course. Vakla, the Ramban starts there in Bechukosai. Kibios Yisrael Shleimim Veheim Rabim. Lo yisnagin yonim b'teva klal, lo begufam v'lo ba'artzam, v'lo beklalam v'lo b'yachad behem. When that happens, that's the background. Ad shelo yitzarchu l'rofei u'lehishtamer b'derach midakri refuos klal. V'chulu. So in that context, but again, otherwise, of course, right, the ishtadlus goes along with the tefillah and the psukim, and that's what is said there. The Me'iri there doesn't say this, but it's, again, we're going back and forth between the Me'iris. They each have to, are mashlim each other. The Me'iri there in Shavuos says that maybe derech tefillah is mutter. You're not saying it derech refuah. V'li nira, says the Me'iri, she'ein ze ela ke'ein tefillah ve'havtacha she'tava lo yeshua mito godel atzaris. It's a tefillah. Kamo sheyadua b'mashal asneh, shu remez l'uma hashvela, shahaisa shem bo'eres ba'esh tzaras hamelech ahu, ve'ineta korla biyado. What was the snare that were being consumed, but it wasn't being consumed? It was burning, but it wasn't burning up. So maybe that's why we use the snare, even though this is burning, these fever and the feelings, but it's not burning up. Kol shomer derech lachash aser, but if it's just said derech lachash, it's not said as a tefillah, then it would be a problem. Again, things said derech tefillah are different. Become akom bari shekar mizbar mepsukim b'tis shor togin alav schus kriyasam linazam b'tzur he's a mutter. Like he says there, that's what the we said before, that if it's lahagin, it is mutter. The Miri says here also that's similar to gebless you. What does gebless you mean? Meaning it's a tefillah related. The Maharsha here says maybe there is another idea. Maybe there's another idea here also. The problem is when Torah is being used as refuas hanefesh, not refuas. The problem is the Torah. Well, go back to the Rambam. He quotes the idea for the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam for a moment. The Rambam in Avodah Zarah, when he quotes this halacha of not being misrapos bedivrei Torah, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, as he formulates this halacha. Halochesh alamaka v'kori pasuk min haTorah v'chein akori alatinok shelo yivas haminiach sefer Torah utfilin alakatan b'shul sheyishan lo daima henshein bechlal chaverim u'menachshim. Not only are they in within the category of nichush, eloshein bechlal kofrim b'Torah shein osin devrei Torah rifus guf. Don't use the Torah for physical healing. The Einan El Rifus Nefashos. The Torah is a Rifus Nefesh. Shenemar V'yuchayim L'Nefshecha. Avalabari Shekara Psukim. Okay, that's the Me'iri. Just quoted that language of the Rambam. But that's the Rambam's Lashon. The Torah is Rifus HaNefesh, not Rifus HaGuf. But, says the Marsha here, but if you use it for Rifus HaNefesh, Chosh Barosho, Yasuk BaTorah, along those lines, so then it's mutter, even if the Rafuas HaGuf comes along with it as well. That's the Me'iri here in our Gemara, that's the Marsha here in our Gemara. Says the Marsha, Devadai, the Avagadosos Rabbis of the Torah, Lahagin Shani, Yukah Chosh, Vihita Chosh Barosho, Yasuk BaTorah, Chosh B'chol Gufo. Right, Shemuel Chobis or Amarpe, the Gemara says, Chash Barosho, Chash Bachal Gufo, Yasuk Batora, Ulufid Arkenu Ksasnicha, Devada, Ima Adam Lomid, Mishum Rufuas HaNefesh, Shehia Torah, Omemela Yisrape Gufa Chole, Berufuas HaNefesh, Shari. If I'm learning and if I'm quoting Psukim to have that Rufuas HaNefesh, and Memela the Rufuas HaGuf comes along, then it will be okay. V'lo asu l'srapos b'divrei Torah ela b'loche shalamaka, v'lo niskavin l'rufuas HaNefesh klal. If I'm not focusing on the refuas hanefesh at all, that is the when is there a that's when there's a problem. Chemasha berachelik to lo aser al beloches the refuas haguf levad avo belimud lirapu the refuas hanefesh toil the refuas haguf memela says the marsha. Again, that Rambam that said that you're using the Torah in an appropriate way, it reminds me a little bit of the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah also talks about people who misuse mezuzah. They think mezuzah is some type of magical item that if we put it somewhere and we'll have this special protection that the mezuzah gives us, Let me just find the halacha of mezuzah that I would like to find. Here it is in Perek Hey Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah V'Sefer Torah. Elu shekosvin ba bifnim shemos malachim o shemos kedoshim. People who write the names of malachim or shemos on the inside of the cloth, like you, like on the part where there's the, not on the outside where we write shin and dalet and yud, but on the inside. Harehim bechlal mi she'elan chelach l'olam haba she'elu atipshin lo dai lohem. Same type of lashon that the Rambam used here. Lo dai lohem shebita la mitzvah ela she'osin mitzvah gedola sheyichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yavaso v'avodaso kilu kamia. Lahanas Atzman, right? It's like a amulet. That's what you're making it into, right? And that's, it's so much more. And that's the Rambam's point about Torah. Torah is a refuas hanefesh, not refuas haguf, and therefore one cannot use it that way. But if somebody's using it for refuas hanefesh, you want to use it for refuas haguf, also mamela, then that would be okay. That is part one, the issue of misrapin b'divrei Torah. Now let's get to the second half of the shir, and that is on the bottom of the amud. Right, we spoke about a bayavur of the Gemara. Spoke about items that one is allowed to go out with. One is allowed to go out with a beitzas hachargo, an egg of a certain type of grasshopper, or b'shena shuol, masr menatzolov. All these items, the Gemara says, what are they used for? The Gemara says, mishum refuah. They're quoting all of them are allowed to be used mishum refuah divrei Rabbi Meir v'cham osrim. Cham say it's osir because of darkei ha'emori. Says the Gemara, abaye v'rava dami travayu kol davar sheyesh bo mishum refuah, ein bo mishum darkei ha'emori. There's no darkei ha'emori when it comes to dvarim shel refuah, right? That's what you're it's getting healed. So you're not, it's not darkei ha'emori. What does it mean mishum refuah? So Rashi here says shenireis refuaso. Where it's clear, kagon shtiyas chakos, the takposhas maka, putting a bandage on, drinking a medicine. Uparchina, the Gemara says, lachash is not. The Gemara says, ha'embo mishum refuah, yishma mishum dake amari, but if it's not mishum refuah, then there is dake amari. So what about the brisa that says, ilan shemesha peirosav? What about the tree that its fruit keep falling off? Sokra basikra, what do? The Gemara says, you draw a red line on it, v'to'ano ba'avanim, and you support it with stones. So bishlam ha'to'ano ba'avadugeche delichesh chele. Fine, I understand supporting it with stones, how that works, right? That it's Rashi, sha'al yideshu shamein v'kochara peirosav noshrin. Because it's so strong, that's why the fruit are falling off. So you want to weigh it down a little bit. Elasokra basikra, my refuah kav. What kind of refuah is that? By just drawing a red line on it. Kihechi delichsi inishli boile rachabi. Fascinating. People see it and realize it's a sick tree. And when they see it's a sick tree, they'll start davening. Kidetanya, parallel to a mitzora. V'tamei tamei yikra. Tzorach lo diot tsar l'rabim. V'rabim yilachol avrachamim. Right, he has to sit outside, and whenever somebody comes and says, they have to say tamei, so they daven for him. So anything that has a refuah element is not a problem, says the Gemara. Rashi says it means nireis refuaso. Nireis refuaso. Not like lachash. The rush here just leaves Rashi b'tzorachiyin, because there's a lot of lachashim here in the Gemara. The Rosh says, "V'lo nihiruli d'la'el b'shmaitzin ika kama l'chashim shayu osim elamayu kishasa maisa v'eno nikar shahaya bo refuah kon sokra b'sikra." It means when you do an action that's not clear that it is mishum refuah. It's similar to what the Meiri says here and the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim as well. The Meiri says here in our Gemara, if there is a hezber, might not be the exact same thing as Rashi. Rashi says nireis. But the Meiri says, "Aval elu shehuskur acharkach v'chulu, mikamakom yesh mehem shehem be'ezer tivi, v'u'am she'amru nosim bol shemalach v'chulu, and anything that is derech tivi, that's the language of the Meiri, that is okay." And that's the Rambam also in the Moreh Nevuchim. The Rambam in Gimel Lamed Zayin discusses this topic, and he says, "Beferish kol be'eshes b'mishum refua emo mishum darkei emori kavanasam." Shekol masha mechayev oso ha'iyun hativi hu amuter. He in a tivi, medical science of the times. That's allowed. Vezula ze asur. Besides that, it's asur. That's why the Gemara asks about the tree. Nisbayer ki skiraso besikra. V'chol adom elakach mima she'eni gayon mechayevo. If logic does not dictate it, asur lasoso. Mishum darki amori. Aye, what about the masmer hatzolov and the shein of the shuol? It must be that those were used, and those were refuos, used refuos and badukos in those days. Even if you can't explain it logically, but if it works, and it's nisamet nisyono, its experience has shown that it works. Mutter laso harehu mishim refua v'aryu kachola marape mesameayim v'avena tahama ayin as hamuflos halalu shebidvarai v'hi shomer bohen. Be careful about this, says the Rambam. Know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, two other ideas though that are pshatim that are given. Rashi and Chulin, the Chasam Sofer and Chulin points out that these Rashis are different. Rashi and Chulin says daf ayin zayin, if it's put onto the makkah, then it's mutter. Because that shows that it has to do with the makkah and it's not magical. If it's put on a different place, that would be a problem. Different places, usher, because that's not connected to the makkah at all. Again, anything related to and put on the makkah in that place is good. The Rashba and the Ritva, the Rashba says it first, the Rashba says the other idea. Again, number one, Rashi says nireis rifuaso. Number two, maybe it's the same idea, maybe it's a different idea, the Rambam, the Mar Devuchin, the Meiri a little bit, if there's a Hesber, if people could explain it, if there's something Tiv'i about it, so then that would be okay. If it doesn't make sense, if it's totally ludicrous and magical, that would not be allowed, and that would be Darkei Ha'emori. The Rashba, it's interesting, just a parallel, we talk about also, V'chukoseyem lo seilechu, right? V'chukoseyem lo seilechu, that also has a parallel, that anything that makes sense, anything that makes sense, also, it's not a problem for Chusein Mos Elechu, right? They're wearing a suit. Wearing a suit. So, is that Chukos Ha'akum? So the post can say, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. No. First of all, who says that the Goyim had that before the Jews did? And number two, it makes sense. It's nice. And it's not, doesn't go against any halacha. It's not a lack of tznius. Chusein Mos Elechu, it's not a problem if there's a hesber, if something makes sense. If everybody drinks from cup, so a Jew can't drink from a cup. Of course it's okay, because if it makes sense, then it is not a problem. So to hear, anything Mishum Refua that makes sense, there's not Mishum Darkei Ha'emori. The Rashba here, and he writes it in Teshuva also, says, Pirish, Kol sheyesh bo Mishum Refua, Bein Sam, Bein Lachash, Afilu, Lachashim sheyesh bohen Mamish, Umoalin L'Refua, even items that are mo'al for refuah, yesh baharbi mekomos betalma shem mutarim. Anything that's mishum refuah, any type of potion or medicine, if it works, it works, and that is not mishum darkei emori. The efshar da'afilu l'chashim she'ein anu yodim im yesh mishum refuah im lav, min asafek mutarim. V'lo asru el osan shem bedukin v'davar baro she'ein bo mishum refuah. Says the Rashba and the Ritva after him that kol davar himishim refuah ein bo mishim darkei emori, anything that has ever worked or might work. The only thing excluded is if it's vaday doesn't work. Interesting, why would you be using it then? What, you're taking your chances? You're saying it's vaday never worked, but it's something that it's something magical? Again, this is not talking about experiential treatment. That's not darkei emori. You're trying it out. But if something is proven not to have worked, then it's related to Darkei Ha'emori, says the Rashba, that is a problem. That is a problem. But anything that possibly can work, could possibly save a patient, so that's okay. And the Rashba writes about this Ba'arichus in the Tshuvas and Chelek Aleph Simin Tov Yud Gimel, where he has a long tshuva there about a lot of different items relating to emuna issues. And there he says in Dibur Hamaschil Ulathi, V'ulai em saksas ola l'miksas hamavucha azos v'im lo l'kulam v'omer ani ki michesed elyon haya betchilas habriya lahamsi ba'olamo dvarim lahamid briyas hanevroim. Hashem put into the briya medicines. Just like there's illness, Hashem put that into the briya. That's part of the briya. We had a shiur a couple of months ago, brachas davyud. Right, we spoke about the Sefer Refuos, Machlokas, Rashi, Rambam, why Chazal were very happy when Chizkiyahu HaMelech, right, three things he did that they liked, three things they didn't like. One of them was Gana Sefer Refuos. And the fact that he did that, they were happy. So what is that? Is that because it was true, but people weren't being Boteach Hashem anymore? Or it wasn't true? They weren't Refuos Bedukos. Machlokas, Rashi, Rambam there, if you want to listen, remember that shir. But anyway, the Rashba says, it's a Chesed of Hashem. Hashem put healings into the Briah. Sometimes we just have to uncover and find it. Shem yikra hamikrim kechaliyim v'shara sibos yotziu hanim sa'im migeder tivam hashalim yu elu muchanim lahachzirim el gidram. These medicines will be there when somebody goes off the healthy straight and narrow to get it back. Ola Hamida Briusam. That's part of the Bri. Hashem put these in. Visham Akocho Saela Be'etzem Adramanim Soim Beteva. This isn't Darki Amori. You find the medicine, Hashem wants you to use this. V'cheino inyin ba'atmo b'sharanim soim. Sheish b'kol echa davar moil, o b'teva musagi, o b'teva misugal, kemas b'ratzala v'shein shal shul. Like things, these things in the Mishnah, that sounds so strange. You take the tooth of a fox, you take this for helping you sleep, this for not helping you sleep. You have this stone, this and that. It's all part of the Bri, and it's all chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And that's why, v'yalkein amru abayev arava deraklal, kaldera sheish bo mishum refua, Aimbo Mishum Darki Ha'amori. Along with the next paragraph, the Rashba says, there is a mitzvah of Tamim Tiyah Mashem Alkecha. The Rashba's only Rebbe, the Ramban, has a lot to say about Tamim Tiyah in his commentary on the Torah that we have to know. Kadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. No, along with this, what we are doing, right? That's why the he writes on this quote in Shulchan Aruch before we take the medicine. The Shulchan Aruch says to say that before one takes medicine, so we know that with the medicine, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is still in charge. Okay, so these are the two ideas that we spoke about today. One shouldn't. How do you shtim our Gemara? How do you put it together with ein misrapin b'divrei Torah? How do you say psukim on a maka? What's the problem? And what's the answer to that? Tosfos and the Rit. The Meiri and the Marsha, based on the Rambam, and what about Kol Dover Mishum Refua, Aimbo Mishum Darki Amori? What does that mean? So we had Rashi, we had the Mor Nevuchim, we had the other Rashi, and we had the Rashba and the Ritva. Okay, we will stop here.